Welcome back to the OU Global Tefillin and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the sixth day of the month of Teves. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including four children that we have been collectively davening for: Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalel, Ben Chaya Batsheba, Alina Orna, Bas Shenchana, and Raya Bas Misal. May they and all those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage over 450 days. May they speedily, please, you return today, their families. I'd like to thank our sponsor today, Leslie Botnick, for doing so for a complete healing for Klal Yisrael and a speedy end to the war. Thank you so much for your generosity. Really appreciate your sponsorship for this week. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shaket of Hadar High School for Girls in Boca Raton, Florida. Share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Shaket fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. There's a chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Shaket will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for Adir Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, those who are still held captive. And finally, conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim for those in need of a refuah. And Rabbi Shaket will pause, enabling all of us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaket.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and always for giving me the opportunity to share words of Chizuk and Torah with you. We all know in this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayechi, concluding Sefer Bereishis with the prophetic brachos that Yaakov Avinu will impress upon his children, not only being mavarech and benching them, but really determining their fate, their destiny, what they're meant to bring to fruition within themselves and their tribes throughout the ages. And as we're all familiar, Yaakov Avinu gives the bracha of Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Menashe to Ephraim Menashe, the sons of Yosef. There's so much to talk about with his switching of his hands, with his keeping each one on his knee. There's a great deal to talk about. However, there's one pasuk that, while you read it, it seems to be pretty clear-cut. However, there is a powerful lesson meant to be gleaned from the words that I'd like to share with you this afternoon as we begin our week and we think ahead in terms of our Avodas Hashem. The Torah tells us in Perek Memches Pasuk Chaf, Vayivarchem Vayom Hahu, and Yaakov Avinu blessed these two children on that day. Lemor, Bicha Yivarech Yisrael, Lemor Yisimch Elokim Kefraim Luchem Menashe. Simply understood, Vayivarchem Vayom Hahu, Yaakov blessed these two grandchildren, who would now ultimately fill the role of their father Yosef as two of the tribes of the Shiftei Ka of Yaakov Avinu, Vayivarchem Vayom Hahu. He blessed them on that very day. However, Rav Moshe of Kubrin, one of the predecessors to the Sklonimer dynasty, offers an alternative interpretation to these words that I'd like to share with you this afternoon. And he says, Vayivarchem Bayom Hahu, not meant to be understood simply as Vayivarchem Bayom Hahu, and he blessed them on that day, but rather, Vayivarchem Bayom Hahu, he blessed Ephraim and Menashe with the gift of today. Ultimately understood, explains the Rosh of Kubrin, the Kubrin Areva, that Yaakov Avinu was communicating to Ephraim and Menashe that while certainly we need to prepare, while certainly we need to be making, we need to position ourselves for success in the future, while certainly we need to think of our actions and our conduct and our behavior today and what those consequences will be in the future, unfortunately too often we're so focused on the future that we forget about the gifts of today. That we forget about what we're meant to focus on today. That we forget about how we're meant to achieve certain goals, today. We get so focused on the consequences of the future that we forget about what we're meant to accomplish. We forget about what we're meant to achieve today. Says Yaakov Avinu, Vayivarchem Bayom Ahu. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you with the intention, with you being able to refocus on today. Don't lose sight, because you won't have it tomorrow if you're not willing to focus on today. If you're not willing to identify what you want to accomplish, if you can't be able to recognize the objectives and the goals that you want to achieve today, there won't be a tomorrow for you to be able to build off of. I'll never forget it. The last Siyum HaShas, the great Rabbi Friend would tell us, don't let perfect become the enemy of good. Each and every day, focus on the daf of that day. You think about the daf Yomi on day number one, 2,711 pages. Forget about it. How could I possibly achieve that insurmountable goal of trying to complete all of Shas over the next 7.5 years? But if you focus on each day, day in and day out, you'll turn around. And it happens to be that yesterday was 5 years to the day that we started the last master, the last cycle, just less than 2.5 years away from the next Siyum HaShas. And how many people are able to say that they're so close to that finishing of Shas because they focused on Vayivarchem Bayom Ahu? This is not the only place that we see this. We see this many times. I'll share one as briefly with you, and that is in Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Re'ei nesati lefanech hayom, es hachayim ve'es hatov, ve'es hamavet ve'es hara. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very end, in the last day of his life, says to Klal Yisrael, see before you today life and good, and death and evil. And Rav Moshe Feinstein asks the obvious question, what do you mean today? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his Shliach Moshe Rabbeinu, gave us the Torah 40 years ago. That choice, that opportunity, that chance was presented to us 40 years ago. What does Moshe mean when he says, Re'ei nesati lefanecha hayom, says Rav Moshe Feinstein famously, because every single day we have a new opportunity. Whatever happened yesterday, if it's good, we can't rest on our laurels, that it will automatically determine that we'll be successful today in our spirituality. And if for whatever reason we took a step back yesterday, we shouldn't feel that now we're all behind the eight ball and we have no opportunity to return, to reroot that trajectory, to start anew. Re'ei nesati lefanecha hayom. Every single day is an opportunity and a responsibility to start anew. So let's take chevra. This message of the Kubrina Rebbe, Vayivarchem Bayom Ahu, that Yaakov Avinu gave to Ephraim and Menashe, the gift of today. Let's not squander that opportunity. Let's not lose focus of that opportunity. Let's identify and recognize the objectives and the goals we're meant to achieve today and achieve and accomplish those goals. And then Be'ezrat Hashem, each subsequent day, we continue to view the day ahead of us and build on that. And there's no telling of what we'll be able to accomplish Be'ezrat Hashem in our ruchiness, aspirations, in our ultimate goals and our achievements that we're going to have the capacities to be able to achieve. And with that, we will now transition into our tfilos, beginning with Perek Chaf, Psalm 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lamnateach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishvach Ezrecha Mikodesh Yemitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha V'yolatcha Yedashne Sela. Yitein Lecha Chilu Vavecha V'cholatavcha Yimalei, Neranina B'shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Nishal Osecha. Ata Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kotcho B'gvurot Yesha Yimino. Eile V'rechev, Ve'ele v'asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, hem akar v'nafalu v'anachnu komnu v'nisodad, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. We will now recite chapter 23, Tehillim Perek Chav Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, V'inosteshe Yarbiseini Almei Menuchosi Nahaleini, Nafshi Yishove V'yanchenim B'maglei Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo, Gam ki elach gitzal moves lo ira rak yata imadi shifcha umishantecha hema yinachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai di shanta v'shem roshi kosi rivaya ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni koyimecha yai v'shafti b'veis adonai liorech yamin. Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esa Enoi El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adunoi, Ote Shamayim Varet, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha, Inelo Yonum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael, Adunoi Shomrecha, Adunoi Silch Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka Vyorech Balaila, Adunoi Yishmorcha Mikoro, Yishmor Snafshecha, Adunoi Yishmor Tetzchol Boecha Me'ata V'Adulam. Chapter Kuf Lamid, Herek 130. Shah Malos Mimama Kim Kirosicha Adunoi, Adunoi Shim Avikoli, Yenaz Neche Kashuva Sokol Takadunoi, Imavanos Tishmar Yah, Adunoi, Mi Yamod, Ki Imcha Salicha Lama Antivarei, Ivis Adunoi Kistan Nashiv Lidvaro Hokalti, Nashiv Adona Mishomim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adunoi, Kim Adunoi Achesed Varde Mofidus, who is that Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. And finally, Perek Kuf Men Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil LeDavid Yosov Amiras Tila. Holi El Adunai Ezak. Holi El Adunai Eschanon. Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Sarasi Lefanav Agid. Yisatev Alei Ruchi V'yato Yadata Nisivati. V'yorach Zuhalech Hamru Fachli. Abet Yaminur Evin Limakir. Avad Monos Mimeni Indoris Tanapshi. Zoakti Elech Adunai. אמרתי אתה מחצי חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיב על רינותי כדי להוסיף מאוד, הצילני מרדפי כי אמצו ממני. הוציאו ממזכר נפשי להודות את שמך, יחתיר צדיקים כי סגמול עולי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנשון בשר ובשביה, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המוקר מרחם עליהם ויוציאם, מצרה לרווחה, מאפלה ליאורה, משיבה לגאולה, אשתה בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן. As for our brothers, of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishrabeach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov yivarech eschalei atzva ha'agonah liYisrael, v'anshei kochos ha'bitochon ha'omdim al mishmar artzina v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon v'midbar mitzrayim u'min ha'yam ha'gadol ha'alevo ha'ra'ava v'chom ha'chom she'em v'yabasha ba'avir u'v'yom. Yitin Adonai Yisrael Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Yatzil Eschalim Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka Umikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishtach Brocha V'Atzlocha V'Chom Maseh Dehem Yadber Soneinu Tachtem V'Yatrin V'Chester Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachon V'Yukoyam Behem HaKasub Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'Olech Imachem V'Yalachem Lachem Imoideichem V'Yoshi Eschem V'Nomar Amen Mishra Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchav Yaakov Moshe Yosef Moshe V'Aaron דבר ושלום הוא יברך וישמר וינטרס מעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, ותלכין הנשון בצר ובשביה, בעבור שכל האחר הקדוש הזה מפעלו בעבורם. וקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושך וצמאות ומוסרותיהם מנתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, וישב בהם מהם לחיק משפחותיהם. ידעו לי אדוני חסדו ונפלא עושיו לבני אדם, ויקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ודויה אדוני ישבון ובאו ציון ברינה. Olam al Rosham Stasan Vesimchi Azigo, the Nasan Yagon the Anach of Nomar, Amen. And finally, we'll recite the Tfilah for the Cholim. Please recite the people that are needed Tfilah at the pause. Mishbarach Alusin of Ramaz Gav Yaakov, Moshe of Aaron Dovru Shlomo, who Yivarech Yerapeh Sacholim et Sacholos. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ולרפוסם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם משפח להם נהיר ופרסם להם מן השמיים ומרח עבריהם ולששתג ידיהם בסוף שרח לישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף אשתו בעגלו בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaket. And we need to have you back on the call soon because Baruch Hashem, we have the greatest callers in the world, hundreds who call in every single day. But our numbers, I'm just looking at my screen right now, we are 75 plus higher than we were last week. So Rabbi Shaket, you brought in the numbers. So we got to have you back on the program, please God, in your time and in the near future. And thank you so much for being on with us today. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.